Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a good weekend, and I hope you had a lovely Valentine's Day, too. It is the 15th of January, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, those folks over there at Facebook, always thinking of something new and innovative. The next on the hardware division's list, a watch. Everybody else is doing it, why not Facebook too? Yeah, there's a lot of anonymous sources out there. Yep, they don't want to be identified. There are plenty of them, though, saying that Facebook will try again with a smartwatch. And this one will come with a built-in cellular connection. Yeah, that innovation just keeps rolling on, doesn't it? Now, from what we can gather, it will be powered by an open-source version of Android. That's kind of a given. And if the anonymous sources are correct, we won't be seeing the thing for another 2 years. Those sources, however, though, did go on to say that from the ramblings within inside the company, they believe over at Facebook it is the next computing platform to surpass the smartphone. And they want to get a head start. Yeah, sorry, I think a few other companies already beat you to it. iOS users, did you take a look in the App Store today and say, wow, looky there, Google App Updates. Haven't seen those for a while. Yeah, iOS users really haven't seen updates since the start of December last year. And a lot of people are probably thinking, are we ever going to see an update again or not? Well, that's all came to an end over the weekend. Google has finally resumed updating its major iOS apps. This includes YouTube, which, by the way, has a major revision. However, though, if you're looking for a complete overhaul, say in Gmail, no, those are just bug fixes. Now, if you run a lot of Google apps and are noticing it doesn't seem like everything's getting an update. Well, not everything is. Not yet, anyway. Google might be trying to iron out still those objections to Apple's app privacy labels. As far as the other apps that you can go and update on there, well, it looks like music is on there, and also YouTube TV as well. Hey, speaking of updates, VLC. I know, it's one of these things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And they haven't really done much to it for years. Little tweaks here and there, but it's all pretty much stayed the same. Well, that will all change in the 4.0 launch. Yep, get ready for a new UI in VLC, where they have quoting, "We've completely modified the interface to be a bit more modern." Now, this is just kind of a mini press release right now. All details are not fully known yet. Though there are a couple of other little things it could be changing for VLC, one of those is monetization. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Yeah, some source of funding or revenue could actually help the long-term support for the project, saying it is a possibility of something they're looking into. Something more along the lines of a Plex-like business model. Other than that, major news, it looks like there'll be support for AV1 and AV2 codecs. And finally, Videoland is developing a way to run VLC on the web using WebAssembly and JavaScript. And finally, arr, where there's a pirate, there's a way. Arr. Did you happen to take a look at the Edge's extension store over there at Microsoft? Yeah, kind of funny what was popping up over there. It appears to be the Microsoft Edge extension store was hosting illegal copies of a lot of iconic games. You know, games like Mario Kart 64, Super Mario Brothers, Sonic the Hedgehog, Pac-Man, Tetris. Basically, the list just keeps on going. Funny enough, even a pirated version of Minecraft was on there. Yep, Microsoft's own game. Now, the reason why we found out these were pirated games? Well, first and foremost, the developers' titles, yeah, they didn't match who the actual developer should be. And yeah, on top of that, they were actually pulled from the Edge extension store a couple of hours after they appeared. Yeah, you don't do that for legitimate releases. Now, of course, Microsoft says that we're taking additional steps to make sure this doesn't happen again, even though I'm sure it will. As for how many people actually got lucky to play a few of those games for a few hours, we may actually never know that. Hey, if you got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Yes, our official website is still located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show. It's also where you can check out the BTN blog as well. Find us on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter, at British Tech. And come by our Slack room and join our BTN community today. We'd love for you to be a part of the ever-growing conversation. So do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, get your week started out right. Have a fantastic Monday. And thank you, as always, for listening.